when once again we could go 2 minutes down the street to Brandon Square or something like, but it was just, even when you're in the movie, say if it's a new release, excuse me, but just sitting in the movie theater down at Magic Johnson versus Roswell movie, you know, it's there's a big difference. I don't know. It just seemed like the movie is just a little bit more exciting. Okay. You know, that's one incident. do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
You know, I do understand. Like, can you give me an example of what made it more exciting going to Magic Johnson's?
Well, like, we would be in a... I don't know, like, there's more conversation in the audience. But, you know, it can annoy some people. But some of the things that people would say would be so funny, and it just makes the movie that much exciting. So when you go back, like, the second or third time, or when you get it on from Blockbuster or something, you're like, the movie wasn't that good. But for some reason, because you were there, it was good. Even, and not seeing it at North Point somewhere, it wouldn't be the same, but it was just that, I guess you would hear more of the movie versus... And I'm not saying that it was a distraction, because to me it was never a distraction. Like I said, some people may find it a distraction, but it was just that, I don't know, it was just much more fun to go there than up here. I don't know. We would waste gas to go all the way, which is like, what, a good 35-minute ride versus a 2-minute ride, you know?
Right. When you went to Atlanta, did people say...
Some people would, like... You're not from around here, you know, stuff like that. And then we'd be like, no, we from Roswell, because we knew what they were going to say up there with those rich people. So we would, that's when we were younger, was like, yeah, we from Roswell. But I mean, other than that, a lot of people knew, you know, it was deep, because you're like, how did you know I'm not from around here? Because I know one incident, I was on, down on MLK. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what I was down there for, but I had my car door unlocked on the other side, and, you know, I didn't have a power lock. It was one of the ones you had to reach over and push up, and a gentleman actually opened my passenger door, and he said, I can tell you're not from around here, and he told me I needed to lock my door.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. And, I was like, I've never experienced anything, because I always usually drive with my doors unlocked. But, you know, now the power lock, once you pull off, your door is locked now. But that was just interesting to me, and I'll never forget that, because he was like, it's like he was trying to tell me to protect myself. And I'm like, I guess I was so naive. From what? You know, what are you talking about? I never thought in a million years I needed to reach over there and that someone would probably open my door, you know. So that was a crazy experience.
Well, I believe it. I believe it. So how do you think Atlanta has impacted Roswell? Because I know you're only 26, but still, I know you've seen changes.
I don't know. I think the growth in Roswell, I mean, based on the city, I think everybody wants to be part of Atlanta, but at the same time, they don't want to live actually in the city. And from that point of view, I think that a lot of people are saying, well, Roswell isn't, because we're not that far once you hit Fort. Now that we have the toll road, you know, you're a good 15, 20 minutes from Atlanta, wherever you need to go. So I think this is just a great place for people to be able to live in what we would call the suburbs, or, you know, not in the city, but still have access to the city, you know, access to the city.
That's interesting. I'm curious, after graduation, did a lot of your friends stay in Roswell, or did a lot of them just leave Roswell?
A lot of people are still here, you know, because I remember we used to talk about, this is the place where you would want to raise a family, you know, not that all of them have families or anything like that, but it was just, everybody wanted to go to the city, you know, go somewhere to live, but it was always a conversation of, I'm coming back to Roswell, you know, and which is understandable, because I do love Roswell. I mean, from the schools to the stores to the streets. I mean, the traffic is getting more congested now, but